Melinda Barlow, a librarian at the Uinta County Library in Vernal, wants to see the children in her community reading throughout the summer.
I do tours here at the library. I just had some second graders come into the library, and I said, are you excited for school to end? And they said, oh, yes. And I said, so you're going to read all summer, aren't you? You know how kids are. They kind of look at you like, no, we're kind of through with school. And I said, if you read all summer, you go into third grade smarter. If you don't read all summer, you go into third grade dumber. Second graders really get a kick out of that.
Barlow said reading in the summer can help children stay academically motivated between school years.
When children read every day, they retain what they've learned at school. Whether they're reading about what they learned, their brains just stay palatable. They are able to retain the things that they've learned, and they just enter back in at a better level or above what they ended in the fall.
A program in Utah County is incorporating technology and the use of art. Marilee Clark with the Orem Library says this year's program is focusing on the acronym STEAM, which stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, Art, and Math. In July, an activity called Build a Book Workshop will have illustrators and authors share their storytelling processes, and kids will have a chance to create a book of their own.
We need that aspect of the humanities of art and literature. Those are the things that make technology worth pursuing. Our brains work well when we're pursuing science and art and the humanities.
Clark also wants to see more summer reading in her community.
If they're consistently reading over the summer, that's going to do a huge advantage to them as far as bridging that summer gap in their academic progress. Kids who say they don't like reading just haven't found the right books yet.
For more information on summer programs happening in your community, visit upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Nicole Heaps.